Today on the Word of Truth Revealed,
the seed is so powerful that it has the ability to live 100 years from now. Never knew its granddaddy, great-granddaddy. The seed is walking in the earth, don't even know how it's tied to previous generations, because that seed has in it the DNA to function in the earth. In it, the height, the length, the width, and all of that is tied to the seed.
Bishop Clark says to understand spiritual growth, you can look at the plant world.
That's why you can't let your children go and act like they're the first one going through a trial. You must let them know, you're tied to me. You're tied to me. You're tied to me. My DNA is flowing through you. My experiences. And if you think you can cut me off, you messed up, because I'm probably the salvation to your life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark talks about the three elements of spiritual growth and expansion: the environment, feedback, and a growth mindset. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 12 through 13, as Bishop Clark concludes the message, Last Words, Fresh Start.
I don't know, man, I'm about to preach myself happy. God says you're going to stay green no matter what happens. This is why I'm going, taking you out. You will go out with joy and let out with peace, because I'm about to change your terrain. I'm about to change your environment. I'm about to change your mentality. All you see is thorns, and all you're doing is grieving and going over things, but I'm trying to change your environment, have you to clap your hands. Even the mountain will clap its hand. Even the obstacle will clap its hand, and I'm going to give you the cypress and not the thorn. The evergreen. Glory to God. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Here's another evergreen. Come on, touch it. I don't want you to touch it. Just wave at him and say, double for your trouble. Glory to God. I know you went through hell in 2021, but we're going into 2022. Two twos. Glory to God. Double for your trouble. Expect God to do double. Hallelujah. Expect God to open up doors like never before. Expect God to expand your life. Expect God to cause you to grow. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but you've been holding on to sorrow a little bit too long. But God is saying, if you just give me a chance, if you give me a chance to lead you with peace, I'll make the mountains clap their hands. And even the briar shall become a myrtle tree. Ah, it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Let me tell you, I see a big scissor. The enemy is holding big scissors trying to cut off your genealogy. But I cancel it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your genealogy will not be cut off. And the plans that God has for your life will never come to an end. I decree yay and amen over your life. It's a perpetual yes. Come on, let your soul say yes. Because God is speaking a yes over you and over your resources and over your children and over the things, hallelujah, that the devil tried to steal. God say yes. And if God say yes, let God be true and every man a liar. Glory to God. We're coming through this year. We're coming through this year with joy, and we'll let out with peace, and our mountains and hills will clap their hands, and instead of the thorn will come up the cypress, and instead of the briar will come up the myrtle, and it shall be be to the Lord for his name. It's all for his name's sake. Can somebody say amen? Now I need to teach so you can get this. There are three elements of spiritual growth that God wants you to know. Three elements to spiritual growth and expansion. Peter talks about growing in the grace and in the knowledge, but there are three elements that you need to get, and you need to hold on to these three elements if you're going to really expand and move beyond just inspiration to revelation and to be sustained in the revelation. In other words, we're not just going to go to the new year and just shout, but we're going to be sustained through the new year through the revelation that we grasp. And these three elements of spiritual growth and expansion are important. Number one, are you ready for it? Ask me to give it to you. The first one is called the environment. The first element to spiritual growth and expansion is the environment. So ask yourself, what kind of climate or atmosphere have I created? What kind of climate or atmosphere have I created? When we look at the plant world, if you want to see growth, very simple, in the plant world, we just talked about the cypress and the myrtle. We talked about hills and mountains clapping their hands. If you want to see the plant, if you want to look at the plant world and you want to deal with the environment, the climate, or the atmosphere, you got to look close at the plant world. There are four things that are always in place if you're going to see plants grow. Number one, you need seed. All right? You need seed. I preached about it a few weeks ago. It has its own DNA, man. The seed is so powerful that it has the ability to live 100 years from now. Never knew its granddaddy, great granddaddy. The seed is walking in the earth, don't even know how it's tied to previous generations, because that seed has in it the DNA to function in the earth. In it, the height, the length, the width, and all of that is tied to the seed. That's why you can't let your children go and act like they're the first one going through a trial. You must let them know, you're tied to me. You're tied to me. You're tied to me. My DNA is flowing through you. My experiences. And if you think you can cut me off, you messed up, because I'm probably the salvation to your life. And I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Seed is so important. Not just words and not just a DNA, but words are seed. That's why I told you evil communication will corrupt good manners. But if you speak the right word, the word has the DNA in it to explode into a harvest. Seed is so important in the plant world. You need it. Don't eat it all up. You got to plant some. I ain't getting no help with that. You look at the stock market growing by leaps and bounds. If you don't have nothing in it, you just gonna look at it. But if you got something there, you clapping your hands. I wish we took $20,000 and put it in Amazon in 1995. Because if we did, church will probably say, what are they doing? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on? But if we did, if we had a little bit of vision and a little bit of courage, we wouldn't have to worry about money at all. If you put $20,000 in Amazon in 1995, because the seed is important. This is not even biblical stuff. We're just talking about what would happen in our world with seed. The best time to sow a seed is in 1995. And the second best time is right now. The second thing in the plant world, if you're going to see growth and expansion, if you got to check the environment, you need to have rich soil. Rich soil, not a depleted soil. It got to have some fertilizer in it. And that's why God told these people, I said, every 50 years, you got to let the land rest. Actually, every 7 years. Every 7 years, the land had to rest to renew itself. Glory to God. That's why the Sabbath is so important. Not the Sabbath day, because the day is a person now. The Sabbath day is a person called Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. The Hebrew writer said the Jews tried to experience the Sabbath, but they missed it because they didn't mix the word with faith and they didn't see Jesus. So you can look at a day all day and miss the day or the purpose of the Sabbath, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. People are still talking about, I can't do this on the Sabbath, can't do that. They don't understand that Jesus is the Sabbath day. Now I'm giving revelation right now, and if you got the law first truth, you would say, well, that's not what I heard when I was 18, 14, 15 from the church I was in, and won't even investigate it, because the law first truth will lock you down and say, I don't believe that because my teachers taught me that. And I'm giving you the revelation of who Jesus is. Is there anything greater than Jesus? There is nothing in the scriptures that's greater than Jesus. God manifested in the flesh. But you can't praise him because you can't see him as the day. And even if you obey Sabbath teaching, there are 400 others, like you're not supposed to mix wool and cotton. How many of us mix our cotton and our wool today? I'm preaching better than you saying amen. And if you really want to follow the law of Moses, you could never eat lobster or shrimp. Glory to God, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. So since you want to go by the law, you got to eat the whole roll, because if you are condemned in one, you're guilty of them all. The law was never intended to bring you righteousness. It's there to make you cry out and say, God, how do I come to you? I need a Savior. And then I'm able to introduce Jesus to you. So you need rich soil. Even in your mind, you need a rich soil. You got to cultivate the soil. You got to get some stuff out. That's why praise is so important. Never come to church late. Because you got to get the praise up to God, what helps to cultivate the soil of your heart and your mind. So when the word is preached, I don't have to preach hard. I could just start whispering the word of God to you because the soil is right. Soil says, oh yeah, but the environment is so good, it's so ready for the seed, things happen. The fourth thing is water. You need water. Third thing is water. Thank you very much. The third thing is water. Remember, you need seed. You also need rich soil, but you got to moisten the soil with water, and you got to keep it watered. Glory to God. How do you water the seed? Well, every day you bring the word back. You meditate on it day and night. Make your way prosperous. Have a good success. And then the fourth thing is light. You can't keep the seed in darkness forever. You got to shine light. You got to shine light on the dirt before it comes up. Because what happens with the light has a way of evaporating the moisture a little bit. And what happens is during the night season and the moisture, the seed swells. At night, the seed swells, like some of you in your night season. You swell up, get an attitude, right? The seed swells during the night season. When the sun comes, it takes the moisture out of the soil, and then the heat causes it to contract. So you go through the seasons, day and night, and what happens, light comes, it's hitting the ground, causing the moisture to contract, and what happens is the seed is going through this. Sound like a beat, right? Eventually, if it keeps going through it, the actual shell of the seed will crack, and now you see new growth coming out. That's why God takes you through hot, and he takes you through the contraction that you go through the night season. Sometimes people won't speak to you, and then sometimes they will, and sometimes an attitude comes, and sometimes it goes. But if you just learn how to give him praise and go out with joy and let him lead you out with peace, God has a way through those moments, night seasons and the day, and he works on you until it cracks. And here comes something new that no one has ever seen before, pushing through the soil. Until it breaks forth, hallelujah, and begins to show the world what God was doing underneath the soil. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You need those four elements if you're going to have the right environment. Thank you, God. It's called engagement. Engagement. Please write it down. Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Engagement. And in the multitude of the variety of questions, learning will increase. Yes. Knowledge and wisdom are accelerated and expedited. I'm giving some moms here, listen to me. It's called engagement. This is the first element of growth and expansion. Check the environment. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Not you counseling yourself, but getting into an environment where there's a multitude of people, not everybody having the same voice, but there is a community of believers that commune around the word of God, and you don't break that covenant for nobody. Because it's so important. It is a lifeline into your growth and development. Just like a baby in the mother's womb may be suspended in a liquid, locked in darkness, attached to her by a lifeline in which the babe or the infant is nourished, glory to God. After a while, the baby is propelled through a dark and narrow tunnel. But if the baby is going to stay alive, it must stay connected to that lifeline. And you got to stay connected to the community of believers. You got all your little chat rooms, all the people you like, all the stuff you do, but when was the last time you prayed with somebody? Or looked at the word and began to draw from the word of God? All believers need to do the same thing. If you want to grow spiritually, you need to eat spiritual food. If you want to grow intellectually, you have to read something. If you want to grow socially, you have to eat social food or emotionally. So you got to understand, if you want to grow spiritually, you cannot neglect spiritual food. Thank you, Lord. You must eat and dine. Stay in the community of believers. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And in the multitude of questions, it is those who have questions over and over and over and over again that God say, wow, that one wants to engage. If you feel like you already know, you don't have a discover in you, an endeavor on the inside of you that's pushing you to discovery. Questions that come into your mind about God, about how he works, about his word, questions. And if you really hunger for God, you'll have more questions. Thank you, Lord God. Because it is in the variety of questions that learning will increase. No questions, no hunger, no parched ground will become pool, no thirsty land springs of water. The eager and the parched will be satisfied. That is in the multitude of questions, learning increases. And knowledge and wisdom are accelerated, even expedited. Knowledge and wisdom are accelerated when you ask many questions and expedited. In other words, someone can get saved today and in a year surpass you spiritually, and you've been here for years if they have many questions. Sometimes we get upset. Questions, and why are they asking me that? They should know themselves. But God loves questions. God, why did you make me this way? Why did my sister die but I'm still alive? What do you have for me? Tell me your mind. Why did you say it this way in scripture? More questions you have, you will expedite wisdom. Glory to God. You will expedite learning. You will step into a whole nother zone. Engagement. Number two, there's three of them. The second one is the word we call feedback.
feedback. A lot of people don't like this word that starts with an F, but this is the word you need to hear, feedback.
It is unpopular in Christian circles. People don't like feedback. In time past, feedback has only flowed from leaders to followers. In other words, the pastor gives you feedback and you be quiet. We're living in a different season now. Glory to God. In time past, the mentor gives the protege feedback. But we're living in a different time now. Feedback is supposed to be more complicated than that. Then one person always giving instruction and everybody else sitting quiet. We got to have think tanks now. We got to have what we call visionary leadership. We got to have a time in which we cast vision. And the leader sits with a group of people that share their hearts. Amen. Glory to God. We got to have a time now where if the husband always does the talking and the wife is supposed to be subservient, I don't know what that means today, wearing this no shoes and barefoot and pregnant and not supposed to say anything, then the husband is always speaking because you're supposed to submit. You're supposed to submit now. You see, that's what the Bible say is submit. You're going to miss God. Because what God is doing now, he's not just limiting the knowledge to a man. He's giving it to females as well. And we have to be able to sit down and hear what the Spirit is saying to mama as well as daughter and son sometimes. And then give them feedback and have dialogue. Glory to God. Now you better be respectful. You can't hear. Listen, you got to be respectful if you're talking to me, because that's demanded. Honor thy father and thy mother, and you should do that spiritually. But you need to understand that feedback is more complicated than one-sided. Amen. I dictate how things go because I'm the leader. No, we're living in a different season now. So feedback is more complicated than that. I got this. Listen, it is multi-layered. Please write that down. It is multi-layered. It goes from leader to student. It goes from student to teacher. It goes from leader to teacher and from teacher to leader. Notice, I didn't say from teacher to student only, but leader to teachers, because every teacher needs a leader as well. In the school system, every teacher has a principal. So I don't know why a teacher would say I don't need a leader in the church. I don't know why. Even in the school system, there is a principal. May never teach a class at all, but you got to deal with them. Amen. It's the same way in the church. Leaders and teachers have to have feedback. In other words, if you're teaching the class here, your teaching isn't done if you did it. You got to also communicate up. Give me feedback on what's going on with students and the classes. Glory to God. We must communicate. We have three tiers here. Leaders, then leaders of leaders, and then leaders of teams. There should be dialogue. This is more complex than you've ever seen and multi-layered. And we should always have feedback one with another. So the leader will have feedback from those who are leaders of leaders, and then the leaders of leaders need to have feedback from the leaders of teams. And those that are teaching, leading teams, need to talk to the ones they're leading to find out just how efficient and effective we are. That's where we're going. This is one of the elements. Feedback is so, it's missed because people don't want to talk. They just want to complain.
Psalm 89 and 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. The God who cherishes what is adequate and acceptable must at the same time abhor what is immoral. He hates it. Our God is love, but he also reveals himself in Scripture as the God who loathes. Let's talk for a moment about injustice. God will not tolerate anything beneath his high standard of injustice. Specifically, he abhors the actions of people who swindle others in order to enrich themselves. He has a strong aversion to those who prevent justice by declaring the guilty innocent and the innocent guilty. He detests those who commit the ultimate act of injustice, which is murder. May the God of our salvation work through our efforts to do justice in law enforcement, the judicial, the executive, through and by fathers and mothers and leaders, not only in the church, but leadership in all forms. And it is my prayer that every one of you under the sound of my voice would seek to do justice.
And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every tear.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For your personal copy of today's message, Last Words, Fresh Start, when you write or email us, use reference number 2112-2611. That's reference number 2112-2611. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Hate does not cure hate. Only love does. Sadness cannot lift sadness. Only joy can. And darkness can never cure darkness. Only light can. I decree and declare that you and I are men and women of light. We bring light to our communities, to our families, to our systems, to our churches, and to each other. Share the light of God's counsel, the light of God's word, the light of His presence, the light of His love, with everyone you see. And when you do so, you carve out a bright future for yourself. Until next time, tune in to the Word of Truth Revealed.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.